Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Our text comes from our gospel lesson, Matthew 27. When they had gathered, Pilate said to them, "Whom do you want me to release for you, Barabbas or Jesus, who is called Christ?" And then these words, the words of the crowd, "His blood be on us and on our children." Palm Sunday, all by itself, would be a very joyous occasion. Jesus on a donkey, processing into the city of Jerusalem with thousands of people gathered around, saying those words of praise, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." Matthew refers in our text in the Matthew 21 section. He refers to all of this as a fulfillment of the prophecy. "Behold, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a beast of burden." And all of this took place to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet. Fulfillment. What happened here in Jerusalem fulfilled the prophecy of Zechariah, but it fulfilled more prophecies and part of a bigger picture here. We think of all the prophecies of the Old Testament, all the way back to Genesis chapter 3. All of these prophecies were coming to a head, were coming to fulfillment in Jerusalem at this time. The time had arrived. All these events culminating in the salvation event. All these things coming together here at this time and this place. Later in the week, Jesus would speak to his disciples in Gethsemane, "See, the hour is at hand. The salvation of the world, long promised, is soon to be realized." As we think about the Old Testament, there's a great story of the history of salvation, beginning with the fall and God's words to the woman and Adam and to the serpent. And that begins this long journey, this journey of the message of salvation. We think of the journeys of the patriarchs, the journey of the children of Israel as they went from Egypt to the promised land. Those were long, hard roads. Bumps in the road, detours in the road, all of that. And now Jesus, on the back of a donkey, journeys to Jerusalem, fulfilling all prophecy in Scripture. And a journey for what purpose? To complete the task. To complete the task that the Heavenly Father sent him to do, to release the people of God. There's several ironic statements that are made during the Passion narrative. One of those is made by Pontius Pilate. "Whom do you want me to release for you, Barabbas or Jesus, who is called the Christ?" Now, the crowds were manipulated by the priests to ask for Barabbas. And so Pilate agrees with their request, and Barabbas is released. And it's curious that that's it for Barabbas. He's released and nothing is heard from him again. Although there's quite a few, I think, Hollywood things that come out explaining what happened to Barabbas. Totally fiction. But here we have Jesus led to the cross to be slaughtered and to have his blood spilled while Barabbas is released and we hear nothing of him again. And this action, freeing Barabbas, slaughtering Jesus, takes us back to the Day of Atonement. On that day, the priests would release one of two goats. And so one is released, never to be heard of again. And the other is slaughtered. And its blood spattered about for the cleansing and the forgiveness of the people. And the irony really focuses on that word release. The word here that's used can mean indeed release, set free, sent away, which goes well with the context of the Day of Atonement and Pilate and Barabbas. But that word can also mean forgive. Jesus, the Passover lamb, is slaughtered and his blood spilled, and Barabbas set free, released. And might we say, forgiven? And then we have the end of this same scene. Pilate washes his hands and declares his innocence, and the people respond, "His blood be on us and on our children." Whether they realized it or not, these words also take us back to the Day of Atonement. There, the blood of the Lamb was spattered on the people, cleansing them from their sin, granting them forgiveness. And so we might ask, are these people asking for the blood of Jesus, the true Lamb of God, to be spattered on them? Like the pilgrims making their journey to Jerusalem at this time to celebrate the Passover, you too are on a journey of sorts in life. It's not an easy pilgrimage. There are bumps along the way. There are many burdens that you have to carry on this pilgrimage. And the heaviest burden of all is that burden of sin. You bear the burdens of sins committed. You bear the burdens of sin, of good deeds left undone. But the heaviest burden of all is just your sinful flesh. The world through which you travel offers no real remedy. Doesn't tell us how to lighten this burden. There is no release for that burden. But in Christ, the ultimate atonement sacrifice, there is release for your burdens. Christ shed his blood on the altar of the cross to give you release from that burden. That burden of sin that weighs you down. On your journey, God provides. There are oases along the way. Remember some time ago, we talked about the water coming from the rock who is Christ, pointing to baptism. As Israel received that water, that life-giving water, so in the water of baptism, you are given release from the thirst that is caused by sin. And here at the altar, the blood of Christ, the true Passover lamb, is poured out for you. Here you receive release from that burden of sin. It is removed. It is no more. You are set free. St. Paul writes in Ephesians, "In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us." Almost saying that his blood was showered on you. His blood has showered you, has cleansed you, and gives you the forgiveness of your sins and provides a release from your burdens. The writer of the Hebrews, preaching to his congregation assembled in the divine service, writes, "But you have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel." You have been released from your sins by his blood. As Barabbas was released, so you have been released. Your sins have been placed on Jesus. It is the atonement of Christ that sets you free, releases you from your sins as you journey on your pilgrimage. And the end of your pilgrimage, your destination, the new heavenly Jerusalem, where you and the great multitude will stand before the throne, as it says in Revelation, with palm branches, crying out, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." And in part of that same passage, we hear these words that the elder describes the gathering, not just of those people, but of us, of you. He's speaking of you. These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Behold the Lamb who sets you free. Behold the Lamb who washes you in his blood. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.